It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Oh, there it is.
Hey!
Good morning.
That's just the way it is.
Boom, 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 da, boom.
Some things that never change.
Boom, 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 da, boom, da, boom. It's Thursday, dude. It is already Thursday.
So what?
Just saying.
I love it.
I'm just saying. Yeah, so, hey, real quick reminder. I want to mention this as much as possible.
Okay.
If you got nothing going on this weekend, the Challenge Men's Retreat. Friday through Sunday. In Cibola National Forest.
Cibola!
It's for bros, dudes, ages 18 and older. Although if you are 13 to 17, you can go, but you gotta have like a sponsor, dude.
If you're not a bro, dude.
If you're not a bro, dude.
Then you can't do
stay
it.
Stay away from these high ropes courses, buddy, because they're killer.
Plus, it's
not really. Nobody's
it's an
died.
Optional.
No one's died.
It's optional.
Right. Challengemen.org for details. That's all I wanted to say.
You don't have to be afraid of the option.
No. Never.
But maybe you are afraid of the high ropes.
Hey, you know what today is?
What?
Today is party day.
What?
We're gonna throw a party.
It's party day.
It's Team Awesome Morning party day.
Party day.
I don't know if you knew this.
Birthday.
I like to party, buddy.
Do ya?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me about it.
Well, it usually starts with me getting home from work.
Yeah.
And getting into something a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like my plaid.
Pajama pants.
Yeah. I'm a partier.
Your PJs.
Then it usually consists of turning on the old Netflix and finding a good show to watch for a couple hours.
I know about it. I know.
It's a party.
It sounds like it's rocking.
Oh, it's crazy. We get crazy.
It's rocking.
This is one time we watched like 3 episodes of a show.
Hey.
A party.
Let me brag about my skills.
Oh.
What? I like to party too.
Why do you like to party?
What I do, I go home and then I'll be like, man, I'm 30 years old. I guess I need to continue to exercise.
Yeah!
So then I'll exercise and get really sweaty and be like, oh, this sucks. So then I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to get a shower. So then I get a shower and then I get out of the shower and I'm like, gosh, I wake up every morning at 5 a.m. I'm worn out. This sucks. Man, what a party. And then I'm like, I'm going to eat a bowl of cereal. So then I go over and I get the milk out of the fridge and I get the cereal and I pour it in the bowl. I'm like, whoa, look at me.
Yeah.
Nobody parties harder than this guy.
No one.
None of you. And so then I eat the cereal and my stomach's full. And I'm like, man, that was good.
Yep.
Maybe I should eat another bowl of cereal. So I eat another bowl of cereal. All the while watching a good show on Netflix.
Yep.
So that's why we party together.
Party! You don't even know the parties we have every
that's
day.
That's my life. What's your life?
But really, what's your life?
Listener,
because that's our life.
That's all
that's
we all, do.
That's our life every day.
That's our party.
However, we got a talk coming up about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What's a real party like?
I don't know.
Never been.
This is Team Awesome Morning Party, so I assume we party every day.
I've never been
at least
invited.
That's what I tell people when they ask me what I do for a living.
Party every
party.
Day. Really?
Every day.
Yeah, duh.
Every day I'm partying, partying, partying.
Partying, partying, partying.
Yeah, so we got a great show for you today.
Yes, we do.
Michelle Schroff's coming in today from Project Zoe. This Sunday is the launch of Project Zoe. I'm
the
excited, man.
Party.
A lot of stuff going on.
Launch
so
party.
We'll be talking to her today. We're also going to be giving away some stuff because it's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
Yeah, so.
Oh, man. Yesterday, Luke and Jack were reading us some funny jokes.
They were!
They're going to. I hope they call in tomorrow for Fun Joke
Friday.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah.
Fun Joke Friday, the return.
Every day is a party when you have kids, no matter what.
We can come up with witty little names for every day.
Yeah.
Like Whimsical Wednesday.
Whimsical? Then what are we going to do?
We just walk around in a flight of whimsy. Duh. Everybody
obviously
knows it. Everybody knows it.
Oh, man. I'm excited.
Me too.
6:45, we got birthdays. If
birthday.
You would like to get a birthday shout-out in.
birthday.
Studio at mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. We got a bunch of rad Culture Shock suggestions this morning that I walked into. So.
Oh, yeah.
Always taking your music suggestions.
Every day.
Hustling.
Yeah.
Right around the corner, breaking news. Because it's a party.
Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Try to be sneaky with the breaking news. Didn't give me any warning. I'm prepared.
Yeah, that's right.
Authorities in California have arrested over 100 billion thousand millions, just 100 people connected to the Mexican mafia.
Wow.
Yes, just 100. An Amazonian fish named the Pacu, a relative of the piranha, has been found in a lake in New Jersey. Why is this news? Because it's known to attack and eat the testicles of male swimmers, mistaking the male genitals for its favorite food, tree nuts. Just wanted everybody's day to get a little brighter. A British safari park is asking visitors to stop wearing animal prints. It confuses the animals. Where'd you go? You worried about that fish?
I'm here!
Yeah, you are. A 28-year-old adventurer has become the first woman to row from Japan to Alaska. It took her 5 months. She rowed.
From Japan to Alaska?
Think about that. That's the whole Pacific Ocean. Scientists say black holes exist in the ocean.
Speaking obviously, of the ocean. Atlantis.
Duh.
Bering Strait.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, that one. That's what
the
I meant.
Bering Strait. Oh, my. The ex-president of Trader Joe's is starting a store that sells expired food.
Shut up. Are you serious?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Gosh.
I don't know how I feel. Miley Cyrus got a new tattoo. I thought you would really want to know that. So
I put a
star beside it. Millions of Americans have zero interest in...
pork rinds.
In...
Oh,
you know what? I'm going to make a contest out of this.
Okay.
But here's your clue, everyone.
Okay.
15% of adults in the U.S. don't use this.
Deodorant.
That's about 11 million people.
Deodorant.
And this is over the age
toothbrush.
Of
18.
They say they don't view this thing as relevant.
Telephone.
No, we'll talk.
Internet.
We're going to save it.
Ah!
Preview, because that's a really good,
okay.
A good trivia thirsty.
Okay, fine.
Maybe. Hey, the other day,
mm-hmm.
I was very blessed to be able to get an iPhone 5S.
You were?
It's the first new phone I've had in like 3 years.
Right.
And I really like it. So
okay.
Then I read this, and I was happy that I made my purchase. Because if you're thinking of buying one of the new iPhones, either the 5S or the 5C, they had a drop test.
Oh.
So which one fared better? Because the 5C is made out of plastic.
Right.
5S is like the normal glass.
Titanium.
Titanium.
It's made out of adamantium.
They dropped each phone a total of 3 times from chest level,
uh-huh.
inspecting the damages on the phone after each drop. Just like the original iPhone 5, I guess, it fared better. The 5S passed the drop test, only suffering minor exterior damages to the casing. The 5C did not fare well. That's the plastic one.
Okay.
Besides exterior damages, the phone also suffered cracks on the screen.
Really?
Yep. That's interesting to me because I probably would have flip-flopped those results.
But the weird thing is it doesn't matter. Just don't drop your phone. Like, I've never, ever, 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 ever broken my phone.
Yep.
Ever. Since the very first iPhone.
Knock on wood, am I right? There it is.
I've never broken one. My wife has gone through like 5 of those stupid things.
Yeah.
And they've been like the random, like from her knee, like sitting on the couch, like from her knee to like the tile or something, you know,
it's
at
like
church.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. When things
Dude.
Fall on the ground, they go.
Just random.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, poor Dawn dropped her phone and the screen just like shattered.
Yeah, see?
Sadness.
I don't get it.
It wasn't her 5 though. I think it was the 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Speaking of weird things.
Yeah.
Weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
A Chinese man who suffered severe nasal trauma in a traffic accident last year has been growing a new nose on his forehead.
Have you seen the photos?
I have not. For the last 9 months, financial concerns led the man to hold off on corrective surgery following the accident, opting instead for basic care. Once the wound became infected, it was already too late to reconstruct the nose, and doctors were forced to go with plan B, grow a brand new schnoz.
Okay, we have to post the photos.
Okay.
He's been growing it for 9 months on his forehead.
That's incredible.
It's a new nose. I saw the story in USA Today, and I printed it and then realized I took out the photos because there was no point in me printing the photos. But I was just asking if you had seen the photos,
I have not. Maybe you could find the link on here and post it.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
So we'll do that. On Facebook, we'll put up a picture of this man.
Because, dude...
Is it crazy looking?
He's got a nose on his forehead. Did you really just ask me that?
I feel like I've seen that in a cartoon before. I don't know if it's going to be anything new for me.
It's new.
It's new for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, they used cartilage removed from his ribs. Specialist created a nose template on his forehead, seated it with skin tissue expander, and voila, almost instant nose. The hardest part is over, said the hospital's director of plastic surgery, who expects the transplant to take place soon. Okay, so they grow the nose on his forehead, they're going to cut it off and put it in its regular spot?
Yes.
So is he just going to have like a nose-shaped scar?
I don't know, man.
There's a God-shaped nose in all of us.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
How would you feel if you went to get a box of cookies from Walmart and you opened that box up and not only did you have awesome cookies, but you had $200?
What?
That's right. An Oregon man found $200 concealed in two boxes of cookies he purchased. The man bought a box of Snickerdoodle cookies from a Walmart Saturday. When he opened it up, a $100 bill popped out.
Wow.
He thought it was a trick at first, but he soon became convinced the bill was real. Went back to Walmart to examine the other boxes of cookies. The remaining three boxes were still there, and one of them had a second $100 bill.
What?
He took the money to the customer service desk, where they used a special marker and verified the bills were real. Walmart managers told him, "Keep it, man."
No way!
Store manager said the money may have been planted by a generous stranger. He said an anonymous customer came to the store during the last Christmas season and paid off layaway items for several families.
That's amazing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love that.
Look at that nose! You were right!
Found the photo. Found the photo.
Guys,
found the photo.
This is going to happen on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Is it up?
No, I'll put it up right now.
Gosh! Get to Facebook. If you just woke up, we're about to put up a picture of a crazy nose. That's right. You know it's important.
Okay, here's the question.
What?
Because, you know, he had, like, damage to his real nose.
Uh-huh.
And so because of that, the doctors were like, hey, we want to give you a new nose because, you know, we don't want people to make fun of you.
Yes.
So we're going to grow one on your forehead.
Maybe the doctors weren't
So my
thinking.
Question to you is...
Yes.
Would you rather just have the Voldemort nose...
Or
just be like that forever and be like, yeah, that's cool. At least I don't have a nose on my forehead.
Does it tell me how many months it took?
It's been 9 months.
9 months.
9 months they've been growing a nose on his forehead.
Dude, it might be worth it. Well, my thing would be...
9 months of pain for like, hey...
My thing would be, yeah, I'm going to look like an idiot for 9 months. But when you guys cut this nose off, is there going to be like a major scar on my head? Because then, you know, you've got a giant scar on your head and your nose is back... But then you have a giant scar on your head.
A giant nose scar.
Nose scar.
Dude, okay. Please go look at our Facebook page. I'm posting it right now. Chinese doctors grow a new nose on a dude's forehead. The question of the moment.
Okay.
Is would you want a new nose that was grown on your forehead? Or would you just want to stick with the Voldemort nose? I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? Wait, we're not done yet. All right, it's posted. Go look at Facebook.
Go.
Wake up, go look. All right, Americans are eating more cheese than ever before. This is so exciting for me because I love fine cheeses. Since 1970, the amount of cheese consumed per person in the U.S. has tripled.
Really?
Yes. That's according to a report card. A report card? No! I got anxious when I read that. Released this week by the Center for Science and the Public Interest. The overall dairy numbers paint a not terrible picture in terms of fat content, with Americans eating less full-fat ice cream and more low-fat yogurt. But the rise in cheese consumption from 8 pounds per person per year in 1970 to 23 pounds per person in 2010 brings the dairy grade down to a C-. No matter what we do, we can't do well. It's like, okay, we'll quit eating the fatty ice cream. We'll do the light yogurt. Got it. What's all that over there? That's all my cheese. Don't you freaking touch my cheese, man. Don't take it out of the refrigerator. It will get moldy.
Yep.
And then the final item for breaking news. Probably the most exciting thing to ever possibly, maybe it'll happen.
Okay.
To the Olympics. A professor in Japan says sports today are all about world-beating techniques and skills. But that's not sport for everybody.
Right.
Obviously, not everybody can do that.
Right.
So he wants the Olympics to add a sport where anyone can take part, regardless of age, gender, or ability. This man is a hero. Why? Why is he a hero? What sport is it?
Monopoly.
That's why the 64-year-old man founded the Japan
Battleship.
Hide and Seek Promotion
Stop
Committee.
It. Stop it right
the
now.
The committee, which claims about 1,000 members and will soon claim 1,001 because I'm going to join, created rules for formal competition. He says it may be difficult to get hide and seek into the Olympics, but I see Tokyo 2020 as our big chance.
That is stupid.
If hide and seek was an Olympic sport, I would be a gold medalist. I could go hide right now and you wouldn't find me. You would never find me. You would never find me. But I would find you. I would find you later.
Oh, man.
You can ask Jack and Luke. One day they brought the Nerf guns down,
yep.
And we were playing hide and seek.
That's true.
And they couldn't find me, and then boom! And I scared them. They were like, ah! And then they shot me. But it was fun. That, everyone, is your breaking news. Vote for hide and seek as an Olympic sport. Japan 2020 hide and seek.
Woo! There's no way that conversation is done. I got another better question of the day.
Good.
What should be added as an Olympic sport that you can compete in?
Oh my gosh.
Hide and seek, are you kidding me? Oh, it's amazing.
It is incredible.
Wow. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're going to let you guys be privy to this incredible song.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back and do some birthdays.
What he said.
So get ready.
Latest from Arcade Fire now, a song called Reflector.
Yeah.
Listen for the wondrous pipes of David Bowie.
Bowie.
Ah, yes. Zibowie.
Zibowie.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
I mean, you really should stay away from us.
No.
I mean, what he said. You really,
no.
You kind of should. No?
No.
Okay, good. It is 6:45.
Yeah.
Or 6:48. I mean, you know, when you start playing Arcade Fire, you just know you've got at least 12 minutes for a potty break.
You know, the whole time there, I just wanted to put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Did you hear David Bowie?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
269th day of 2013.
Wow.
No wonder I'm so tired.
I know, right?
There's 96 days remaining.
Till my party.
Gonna have a good
time. Gonna have a good time. It's my birthday, too.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, let's go to right to birthdays here. We're running a little bit late.
That's okay.
It's okay. No, wait. I'm playing the wrong thing.
No, okay.
But we're running late.
Okay, here you go. I know, it's my bad. It's my bad.
I'm picking at you.
Host Ann Robinson, she is the host of The Weakest Link.
Oh, goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
How long did that show last for?
It lasted a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Enough that we know what it is.
Yeah.
How old is she?
57.
66.
69. Wow.
Yeah, there you go, Matt. Matt's in the zone. Watch out.
Boom. 69 on the 269th day of the year. Coincidence? I don't think so.
What? Conspiracy?
I'm just saying.
Terminato.
Dude.
It's a Terminato.
Why am I saluting? saluting?
Yeah, what are you saluting for?
Arnold? Terminator 2 is still one of my favorite experiences in a movie theater ever, all time. I was a little kid, and I was sitting there, and it was so packed, we had to sit in the aisle, which is totally unsafe.
Why were you a little kid watching Terminator 2?
Because it's one of the greatest movies of all time, and my mom loved me.
That was a
question mark in there somewhere. So, and then we wonder, after talking to my brother yesterday, where he gets that from.
Yeah.
It is Edward Furlong's birthday.
It is
Linda Hamilton's birthday.
It is Linda Hamilton's birthday.
Ex-wife of James Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she also in True Lies?
No, that's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay.
Linda Hamilton is Sarah Connor.
Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't. I was getting them.
Sarah Connor.
She is timeless.
Also rumored to be making a new appearance, or an appearance in the new Terminator.
In Terminator 5!
Okay, we gotta guess how old she is. Hurry up.
Sorry. She is 56.
63.
Is Christian Bale coming back for that?
No, Arnold and the good people are.
Okay, she's 57.
Oh, man!
You were super close. Super close.
So was Linda Hamilton. I love you.
I don't know you enough to love you, Linda Hamilton.
She was like a fake mom to me when I was a kid.
Dallas?
Is this really?
Dynasty?
No. Think 19th century young kids running through the fields of wheat.
Downton Abbey.
Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, man. This was the saddest show ever. We used to watch this every day during the summertime.
Melissa Sue Anderson.
Is this a show where that one was the angel
she was
and he
Mary.
Walked around a lot?
She's Mary, the one who went blind
She's
eventually.
The one that, did you? That episode was so sad.
I've never seen a single episode of Little House on the Prairie.
When Mary went blind?
I've never seen a single episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Can you believe
Much
this?
Less the episode that Mary went blind in.
It was a slow progress, but then there was one episode where it just kind of went boom.
Hey, confession.
Yeah.
I read the books.
Hey, I read some of those books,
they made
too.
Books?
No, stop it.
There's a book about it. It's called The Bible.
Dude, you guys think I'm joking.
Laura Ingalls Wilder, she wrote The Little House on the Prairie.
Gene Wilder's wife?
Okay, so Melissa Sue Anderson having a birthday today.
Okay. 69.
64.
51.
Dang it.
She must have been one of the little kids.
She was Mary.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
What is wrong
she
with you?
I've never seen it!
More dramatic music.
From Person of Interest and The Passion of the Christ.
What is
Jim
this?
Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel.
Caviezel for Sheezy?
Yeah.
I love Jim Caviezel. When he was here, he took Joey to see Slumdog Millionaire randomly.
Wow.
And he had a really cool, hey, I had an Oscar card, so they all got in the movie for free. He's
Whoa.
Got this super top secret card.
Interesting.
It's pretty great.
He was also in Count of Monte Cristo.
Yep.
Ugh.
What's wrong with you?
Don't talk to me about
What's
that.
What's wrong with you?
He was in a movie that had a book originally, and the book was a gajillion times better. And I'm not talking Passion
What was
Christ.
The movie where he talked to his dad through the CB radio?
Frequency.
Yeah, that movie was good, too.
He's a great actor. I love Jim Caviezel. I'm just not a fan of Count of Monte Cristo because the book was outstanding and that movie was stupid.
Well, it's his birthday today. No. How old do you think he is?
44.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I say 43.
45. You went the wrong way.
Almost went with 45.
Totally went the wrong way. Almost had that.
I have been one off twice. Man named Jim.
Near the guns in the fifth. Then one day
he was shooting at some crude. Bubbling crude. Oil, that is.
Black gold.
Texas.
Yeah. It is Donna Douglas's birthday.
Which one was she?
Ellie Mae.
From the movie or the TV show?
From the TV show.
Okay. I don't know. There was a movie with Jim Varney, remember?
Yes.
And he played Jeb.
She played Ellie Mae Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies TV show.
Okay.
How old is Donna Douglas today?
She is 67 or 82.
70.
81.
Dang it!
Wow. Man, she is an elderly lady.
Yeah, she is. She is kind of an elderly lady.
I've been off by one thrice times.
Thrice.
Were you just now off by one? What did you say?
I said 82.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Hey,
when did you hear me say 82?
Nope, he didn't.
He did. When somebody is in their 80s, is it okay? Is it acceptable to call them elderly?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're like in their 80s.
That's... You're getting
You're being respectful. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Singer TV personality from The Voice. And
Adam
she was
Levine,
also in...
Christina Aguilera. Judge Judy.
American Pie.
Terry.
I guess she was part of the band in American Pie.
I can't remember the band.
Christina Milian. No idea.
No.
She's on The Voice? Oh, yes! Okay.
She's like the hostess.
That they go to randomly throughout the show. And she's
we're
like,
twittering from backstage.
Yeah, hey, we're here, guys. Let's go talk to this person about how they think they did just
or
now.
Or tweeting.
Because they're going to have a totally different answer than the last person who thought about how they did.
So how old do you think that chick is?
32. 34.
She's actually 32.
Yeah! You got it! Woo! Chicken sound.
My day!
We are currently accepting submissions for a new birthday celebration song.
Nope!
If you would like to send in
this
your submission, studio@mystaticradio.com. Because this song is stupid. This song is better.
I got chills!
Not yet.
But I got them.
I got chills! They're multiplying.
It's electrifying.
And I'm losing
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop.
John Travolta.
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. Oh. Did you know they did an album later together?
Oh.
They did a Christmas album.
I didn't know they did. You want to
hear part of that Christmas album?
Yes, please.
Here's John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Yeah. This came out in 2012.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody needed some money.
Baby, it's cold out.
Yeah, they did that.
I've got to go away.
Why does he sound like he's smiling?
Because he's John Travolta.
You can hear a smile.
He freaky smiles like all the time.
Hey.
Okay, so how old is Olivia?
Okay, let's think about this.
Well, old enough to make bad decisions still because she put out a record in 2012 with John Travolta.
I bet they made money off of it.
You think so?
Yeah sure they did.
Fan base, dude. Fan base.
We should make a Christmas record.
No, we don't have a fan base.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We have like 5,200 likes on Facebook.
How old do you guys think Olivia Newton-John is? Do they celebrate birthdays in Australia?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure they do.
They just celebrate them upside down.
We have Australian listeners, don't we?
Yeah.
I hope so. That would be incredible. 68.
59.
65.
Oh!
She's 65.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is this world coming to?
What happened? Is there another hillbilly with a birthday?
Actually, on this date in what year did the Beverly Hillbillies premiere?
Wow.
And they said, happy birthday, Donna.
Dang. Who's Donna?
She played Ellie Mae.
She played Ellie Mae. We just talked about her. She had a birthday. She's 81 years old.
They're connected.
God.
So in what year did they launch the Beverly Hillbillies?
1967.
What? It's in black and white. Movie stars. 1952.
It was a good year.
You guys at least got one right today.
Steve-O got one right.
Yeah, I did. I was off by one. Three
so
times.
On this date in what year did the Motion Picture Association of America announce it had created a new rating?
PG-13.
NC-17.
Oh, shoot.
Designed to bar moviegoers under age 17 from certain films without the commercial stigma of the old X rating.
Had to be after Basic Instinct came out, so...
like 81? 80?
No, dude, I'm not even joking. It had to be after that.
I don't know.
This is throwing me off.
Where did you
wait, what year
this?
Did you say?
I said 81.
92.
They actually launched this in 1990.
Ah!
Yeah. All right.
Whoa.
So today.
Yeah, sorry.
Today. Oh, wait, I can play the wrong song.
There we go.
Oh, neato.
Okay. Today.
Neato, gang.
It's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Oh, what is that?
You walk around throwing seeds at people, like at the end of a wedding.
And it's a World Maritime Day.
What?
Maritime law is very confusing. For more information, you should watch Arrested Development.
Is that right?
It's really fun. It's a gag on there.
All right. And it's National Pancake Day.
Oh, boom. Done.
Pancakes. So everyone go eat pancakes and then go take a nap.
And if throw seeds at people. If you would like to send us pancakes, we will eat them because I love pancakes.
And that is all.
I could eat about 147,000 pancakes today.
Yes.
Ah. Wow. We just got that news story, and that sounds like an interesting story to talk about this morning.
I read about that yesterday.
Thanks, Stephen Gilmore.
Stephen Gilmore. We were gonna talk about that later in the show.
Yeah.
It wasn't missed, friend, but thank you for being on the ball.
We've got a great show today. Coming up, one of the most important phone calls of all time.
Yes.
In the history of television.
It will change your life. It will change your perspective. And it will be a celebration of a fantastic birthday.
Boom! It's on the way. Also, some Taking Back Sunday, some Lulu May. We do it right because we're a party. You're involved.
We party all the time, dude.
That's right, because we're Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static!
Static Radio.
Thou shalt have no other idols before you. What? We can't play that anymore.
What happened?
Billy Idols.
Ah. I'm a dancing with myself.
It's Thursday morning, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning, everyone.
Are you ready to make?
We're about to make a phone call that will change the face of the modern West.
Like that dude's face on Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm telling you.
Okay.
You've never seen anything as strange as this.
I just use a number pad here.
Yep. Should we come up with something funny?
No. Is it ringing?
Are you going to be you? There it goes. Are you going to answer? Are you going to talk?
Yes, I'm going to talk. I hope she answers.
It's birthday day. Getting less likely.
You've reached Allison Miller. Please leave your name and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Allison, it's me. Just calling to tell you happy birthday.
Stuff.
Live on the air at the radio station.
Yeah, way to answer your phone.
You didn't answer the phone!
It's your birthday.
We're going to play you a song real quick.
Hey, it's
your birthday.
Cause it's birthday
it's your
today.
Birthday
near my
birthday
sister, so
song.
Happy birthday.
Little sister.
And I don't know you, but
little
it's
sister.
Cool.
Happy birthday.
Yeah!
You should have answered.
Seriously.
I still love you.
I don't know you.
Goodbye.
That's how you do.
That's what I do here. Call my friends and they don't pick up. That was my little sister, Allison. Today is her birthday.
Today is her birthday.
Yes, it is.
26.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how old she is.
What?
Guys, don't tell anybody. Nobody tell my sister that I can't remember how old. Okay. She was born in 1986.
96.
No, wait.
27.
16. Okay, yeah. 27.
Dang it! Off by one again!
Wow. Happy birthday, Allison.
Yeah. Birthdays.
Thanks for not picking up the phone, Allison.
Pretty sure if she didn't pick up the phone, chances are she's also not listening, so I don't know why you're yelling
she's
at
probably
her.
Probably at work.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you hear her sweet little southern accent?
Yeah.
You've reached the phone of Allison Miller.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It is Team Awesome Morning Party, and I'm serious. You have to get to our Facebook page. Never was it more pertinent than right now.
Never.
Yeah, you know. We've got some interesting stuff today, like that guy.
There are some important things you need to knows.
Gosh.
On our Facebook right now.
Chinese doctors.
You'll get it.
Growing a new nose on a man's forehead. A patient was injured in a car wreck. He is getting a new organ made from his rib cartilage and skin. Okay. Skin and cartilage from his ribs. They're growing a replacement nose on the forehead of this dude. They've been growing it for 9 months. And we've already had some interesting questions this morning. Like, why can't they grow that on his chest? But I feel like it would need to be grown on his face, right? Because then it's already...
Why would you
like
grow
your face
that?
Skin?
Why would you grow that on
different
your chest?
Because then you're... Okay, wait. Why are you getting weirded out by a nose growing on your chest?
Well,
but
if it's on your forehead, then everybody's like, oh, his nose is on his forehead. But then if you're walking around and you've got your shirt on and there's just like this weird lump there.
No one at Walmart is going, oh, his nose is on his forehead.
Number one.
Everyone is freaking out.
No, everyone at Walmart is saying that's acceptable. We've all seen the website, people of Walmart. Everybody at Walmart's like, ah, par for the course. Where's the bread? Everybody gets that.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, Bill on Facebook, did you see his comment? At least no one will be picking on him. Gosh, that was terrible. Doctors in Fuzhou City in Fujian, China. Okay, anyways, this province decided to try the novel approach to growing a nose. It's taken about 9 months. He couldn't afford surgery after the wreck in 2012, so yeah, his nose became so badly infected that it couldn't be saved. And so now they said, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take rib cartilage. We're going to take skin cartilage. And
we're going to grow you a nose, buddy.
Lead plastic surgeon, who I can't pronounce because it's in that province that I couldn't even pronounce, so I don't know why I'm trying to pronounce names, said the transplant would happen soon and that this dude could lead a normal life afterward.
Wow.
Okay, we've mentioned this. Really, though, would you want that?
Nah.
Or would you rather just go noseless? Like, you know what? I would rather just deal with not having the nose than having a nose growing on my forehead and people freaking out for 9 months.
Well, this is a way you can look like Voldemort for the rest of your life.
Or
people can just get weirded out for 9 months, and then you're probably back to mostly normal.
Because you can't wear a hat, right? I'm assuming, while this thing's growing.
Maybe not.
Because it's like...
Could you wear a toboggan?
I don't know.
Or what's it called? A sock cap?
I am so stoked right now.
Why?
You have no idea.
What happened?
I grew up in Texas.
Yeah?
And... When I was a kid, I called my hats toboggans.
Yeah.
Then I moved to New Mexico,
yep.
And Joey Belleville, and the old man, Matt Gentry, used to make fun of me so much because a toboggan is a sled.
Yes.
Not a hat. But I called it a toboggan, and you just said toboggan.
Yeah.
Hey, is it a southern thing?
We have to call my sister back.
Did she just text?
She just texted me.
Okay.
We're about to call. We're going to call Allison. It's important.
Yeah.
I still don't have her number.
Come on. What would you do if the zombie apocalypse happened and your phone died? Who would you call? Do you know anybody's?
Ghostbusters!
Do you have anybody's phone number memorized?
Ghostbusters! That's who I'd call.
I have my wife's number memorized.
I would call the Ghostbusters. Maybe she'll answer. She said she couldn't answer because her kid Henry was trying to climb in the dryer.
So you have two sisters.
Yes.
Kimberly and Allison. It is Allison's birthday.
If she doesn't answer again, I'm going to get upset.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Is this Allison?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Allison?
Is Allison in?
Yeah, the wrong number.
Awesome.
Is your refrigerator running?
No.
Oh.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome.
Who says no?
She was supposed to say yes.
Give me the thing.
And then I could tell her,
well, you better go get
I'll
it.
I'll tell you who says no.
Gosh.
The person that says no to that question is somebody who gets prank called a lot. They're like, oh, no, it's not running. Obviously, I typed the wrong number.
We just prank called somebody in, like, Mississippi.
It's okay.
Gosh.
Everybody in Mississippi is just happy to get a prank call. Okay, this better be right. What if it's the same person? She's like, I told you already. My refrigerator's not running. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm nervous. Tails, little sister Allison. Please don't be that lady
it's a birthday.
Again. Please don't be the lady again. Please don't be the lady again.
Hello?
Allison.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We called you back from New Mexico.
We just accidentally prank called somebody.
Yeah, I dialed the wrong number and some lady answered. She was upset.
And her refrigerator was not running, which is weird. Is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
Well, then you better go and get it. I mean, right?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Woo!
So, tell me what you plan to do for your 27th birthday.
I have to work today.
Oh.
Oh.
Are they going to get you a cake?
Probably not.
Okay.
Why not?
But that's okay.
Yeah. A while ago when we called, you said Henry was trying to climb in the dryer.
Gosh.
Yes.
What happened?
My child is an explorer.
Yeah?
I was trying to do laundry, and I look up and my phone's ringing, so I run to go answer my phone and look back, and he's trying to climb in the dryer. So I had to sacrifice the birthday call to save my son.
That's good. That's because we know the right thing to do.
Exactly. That was a good decision you made.
In the Lott family.
Yep. It's called redial, so it's good. Works out.
It works out. Well, I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for calling me.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
And have fun doing laundry and working on your birthday.
Yes.
Thank you.
Gosh, that sucks. Remember when birthdays when you were a kid and like all you could think about was how you were going to get cupcakes at school and it was great and wonderful and your party and you were really excited?
Yes.
What age exactly is it when you decide, well, crap, I got to work today? And
I don't know. Allison, what was your favorite birthday?
My favorite birthday was probably my 9th birthday when I told all of my friends that they couldn't come unless they wore Annabellum dresses.
I remember that.
And a lot of them didn't come because they didn't want to wear those dresses.
Aw.
Wow.
Well, next birthday, Steve-O will show up with an Annabellum dress on.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be great. Well, I love you. We'll talk to you later.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Why would you do that to me?
It had to be done.
I'm not going to do that.
Yes, you are.
That's,
you promised my little sister.
Is she still
and you can't
in Mississippi?
Break that. Yes, you can't break that promise.
Gosh, I've never even been to Mississippi, and the first time I go to Mississippi, I'm wearing a dress. I don't think that's going to work out.
Everybody's going to look at you and say, well, I'm not used to that, but that's all right.
However, that guy at Walmart...
Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Oh, yeah! Awesome morning party. Good morning.
Nailed it.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah, it is. Good morning.
Steve-O, J-O.
Hey.
Hanging with you.
Hanging around. Hang on. Somebody has asked for a song.
Okay.
Our Love Saves Us by Blindside. Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Hoyt has asked. Yes, Hoyt. We will play that song for you. Eventually.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will, Hoyt. We will. We will play that.
Question of the day.
Well, for right now.
Question of the moment.
Question of the hour.
So let's be honest. We've got so much awesomeness today.
We've got a lot of good things to talk about.
That it can't be the question of the day. You're right. It's got to be the question of the hour. We've got the question of the hour. You decide. What's the question?
What's the question of the hour right now?
Yeah.
So, .. Noseless for life, comma, or grower replacement nose on your forehead. You decide.
We're talking about a gentleman in China who was in a car accident, and unfortunately, he couldn't afford surgery at the time. His nose had become so badly infected, it couldn't be saved. He lost his nose.
Yep.
He received a basic treatment after the August 2012 wreck. But as I said, couldn't afford the surgery. So they decided to try a different approach by growing a nose.
Growing a nose.
It's taken about 9 months, but doctors are growing a replacement nose on his forehead using skin and cartilage from his ribs.
Yes.
We've posted the photo.
Yeah, we did.
It's Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
There it is. My dad says that this extra nose would really come in handy during Shark Week. Because if you went swimming, then you would be like, you know, you could swim underwater.
I don't think that's how it works.
What if your body knew, like, what if your body realized that you were growing a nose on your forehead and then somehow it rerouted your nasal cavity up to your nose?
Well, if you're a swimmer, then wouldn't you want it on your back? Like your the back of your neck or something?
I don't know
because
if he
the back
meant
of your neck.
It would kind of look like a fin, so you'd be like, what is that weird-looking fin? Or if it would be like, you could breathe.
No, I know, because if you could breathe, I don't want it on the back of my neck, because then you could be face down in the water, like paddling out, swimming.
Yeah.
But you'd still be breathing like a snorkel.
Interesting. I'd probably get mine, like, on my forehead, but I'd turn it upside down so I'd look like a brachiosaurus. Where are you going to put your custom replacement nose? Let us know. Let us know. Comment on Facebook.
On your knee.
Brand new accessory nose.
You could always say, dude, if you need to nose.
Gross.
Need to nose. Oh, man, so close.
Oh, but then if you bumped your knee into something,
you'd
have that feeling when
like,
you bump
get
your nose.
That, like, I hate that.
It's the worst.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
It's a pretty active topic. We've got one reply, no phone calls. Oh, two replies. Hang on. Hang on. Can I pick to grow a nose that looks like a famous nose like MJ's?
That wasn't a nose, though.
Here's the thing.
That was like a sliver of weird.
The guy's nose looked like MJ's nose when they cut it off.
Truth. The guy that had no nose looked, it kind of had the resemblance of MJ's nose there towards the end. You're right. So I guess.
Wait a second. Was Michael Jackson Voldemort?
You just took a bite of burrito and then asked a very important question.
Michael Jackson Voldemort?
I don't think so.
Because of the way his nose looked.
Maybe. I don't know.
Phone call.
All right. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I would put my extra nose, like, on my neck or something.
Why on your neck?
Because it's like I get extra scent. Or it's like when you're running, it's like, it goes through your neck more, I think.
So,
I hope you breathe more.
That makes perfect sense.
Well, okay, but wouldn't the sweat get in your nose more if it was on your neck?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't sweat on my neck, do you?
Of course I sweat on my neck. What kind of running are you doing? I have longer hair, though, so it's like dripping down my hair.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
This is what we have come to. The phone lines are jammed.
I know. Answer the
phone
next one.
Phone lines are jammed. Static.
I love listening to you guys' show, but I'm sorry. This is lame, bro.
Where would you put your nose then?
I keep it where it is.
You wouldn't grow an extra one?
Well, here's the question. here's the real question. Here's a serious question.
I guess it wasn't so lame.
Dude, man, this is terrible,
We're
man.
Seeing these photos on Facebook of this dude who lost his nose in a car accident. And so, obviously, you know, not having a nose, I'm sure the jokes are aplenty and or the people staring at him like, whoa, that dude doesn't have a nose. So he's been growing one on his forehead for the last 9 months. So the question is, well, isn't he getting probably the same amount of ridicule by having a second nose on his forehead?
Right.
So,
yeah. I mean, what does that leave behind once they cut? Are they going to, like, cut it off and put it where it's supposed to be?
I guess so. See? I guess so.
That's why we need to talk about it.
Exactly.
Why only not grow up where it's supposed to be? Why not just put one where it's supposed to be and let it grow there? I mean, I don't know.
It's a good question, my friend.
We need to answer that question.
See, look at that. Things you need to know now.
See,
only here.
It's
on
really
Team
important
awesome
you called
Party.
In because yes. you said it was super lame, but you pretty much just answered the whole question.
I felt bad for y'all, man.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, Steve-O.
What's up?
I would put the nose on the back of my hand. So, like, when people offer me food, I could just stick my hand out and sniff.
That's a good plan. Because you never want to just go, like, somebody brings you food, you never want to go face first into that food.
I have to lie down. I can't believe this is real. Thanks for the call. The phone lines are jammed.
I know. It's really important.
Static.
Hey, I would not take the nose. I'll be Voldemort. And
go Voldemort style.
Make magic happen.
Yes, you would.
And be Harry Potter.
No, you would be Voldemort. You can't be Harry Potter or Voldemort. Or you can't be both of them. You have to pick one. Which one's it going to be?
Yeah.
I'm going to be Voldemort.
So you're in Slytherin house then.
Thank you for the call. Paul in Houston says, the forehead nose guy's standard response to anyone staring should be, you should see the other guy. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on that discussion. Thankfully, we got to take a quick break. And coming up, the Aspen Project. We will have Michelle in studio hanging out with us. But first, we're going to take a quick look at traffic.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah, it is.
All right, everybody, hang on. Let it load. I think this thing gets slower and slower every day.
It's because it hears the traffic bumper.
It does, and it goes, oh, hang on. Whoa! Okay, well, I'm glad we reloaded it. Aside from the road construction we have at I-40 and Rio Puerco, we have quite a bit of traffic and things going on. We have a disabled vehicle at I-40 East and Unser Boulevard. That's exit 154. We have an accident I-40 East at I-25. That's the big interchange here in town. Also, an accident I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard, exit 160. What is this one? I think that's the same one. And an accident at San Mateo Boulevard North at Lomas Boulevard Northeast. Also, a lot of congestion on Paseo, as well as this road, which is Cottonwood and Ellison, around that area. Lots of congestion. So be careful out there. Don't text and drive. Only call if you have a hands-free unit in your car. I feel like I have to say that now, because everybody's like, why am I calling him if I'm driving?
Right.
Anyway, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Grab a cup of joe.
Cup of joe.
Dude, I'm telling you, they've been rocking this new pumpkin spice in our shots. Oh, man. I think Woo! I may have to keep this year-round if they keep the pumpkin spice going. Woo!
It's good.
Quick break. Right back. Aspen Project. We'll be talking Project Zoe, which launches this Sunday. Can get involved. I know your sister, Kimberly, is involved.
Yes, Kimberly.
She's very, very cool.
She packaged and sent some jewelry.
Yeah.
And she was texting me yesterday, and we're excited.
Yeah, we are. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, some Mickey Echo on the way. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. This is what happens when the computer freezes.
There it is.
Man.
The computer froze, everyone.
Gosh.
If you would like to help us out.
Thanks, Windows 97.
Yeah, Windows 97 isn't good anymore. We should get XP.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo with you.
XP.
We've been talking about it this morning.
We have.
Very important stuff going down this Sunday. Project Zoe, maybe you've heard of it. We've only been talking about it like every week since the beginning of time.
Yeah, duh.
Or at least a month, I don't know.
Probably.
2 months, month. Couple
Probably
months. Couple I mean, maybe more like six months.
We're talking about it in July.
We're exaggerators. We embellish stories.
Embellishers.
Yeah, you know. Why not? It's not lying.
That's an embellishment.
Hey, Michelle. Aspen Project. Michelle Schroff.
Hey.
And Rian in studio as well. She's hiding in the background with her pink Harry Potter scarf.
Say hey really, really loudly, Rian. Say hey.
What's up?
There you go.
She's here.
She's here, too.
Evidence.
We have a very important event happening this Sunday.
We do.
It's called Opening Time.
Opening.
Yes.
Opening Day.
Yes.
It's like in baseball, Opening Day baseball. It's like parades and parties and fields of dreams.
Fields of daggers.
Crap.
Tell us, hey, before we talk ourselves into a hole anymore, tell us about Sunday, please.
Sunday from 2 to 5, we're having an open house. Please come. Check it out. We'll have some food and drinks. And even if you just want to, you know, look around. Or also, we, if you'd like to, we are in need of jeans.
Ooh.
If you'd like to bring a pair of jeans.
Jeans.
That'd be great. Not necessary, but great.
They don't make jeans like they used to.
Oh.
I bought a pair of jeans this week, and yesterday, I was seriously just walking. And yep. All of a sudden, I hear tink, 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 tink. And I'm like, what was that?
Did you pee-pee or something? Did you have to tee-tee?
And I looked down, and the button for the brand new pair of pants that I had just bought
right?
had popped off, and it was on the floor.
You know why?
I was
it's because of the dairy hormones. I'm sorry, everyone. That's a joke from when we weren't on air.
I'm not joking! So, brand new pair of jeans I just bought.
You didn't tell me about that. When
did that happen? Yesterday in the kitchen.
I told you to update me
and
on
Chrissy
all
said,
everything.
Are those the brand new jeans you just bought on Saturday? And I said, yes. And they weren't like the clearance jeans.
Right.
They were like a brand new pair
decent.
Of jeans.
They were decent
yeah,
jeans.
Yeah, because we got a new dress code and I apparently have to dress more realer.
Realer, dude.
Yeah.
You've got to be authentic.
Wow.
I can't wear the fluffy flower pants. Like Michelle
flower.
Here.
I feel like if I walked in with flower pants on, that'd probably be the last time I got to walk in.
It's probably.
Nice knowing you, Matt.
Probably. So,
yeah,
this Sunday, 2 to 5, get some good jeans, please, for Project Zoe. Not
yes.
the ones where the buttons pop off three days later.
And don't go to Lucky.
What's that?
Lucky Brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, last time we went, Clay'd never been to Lucky Brand and decided to buy a couple pair of jeans.
Okay.
Without looking at the price tag.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Kind of humiliating when you stand at the cash register and they spout off $250.
Whoa!
And
for jeans?
Yeah.
Did you get the
pair.
TV that came
yeah,
with it?
I know.
Gosh!
Those jeans better be made out of gold.
That's what Clay said.
Me and Clay are best friends.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Poor Clay. Well, I felt so bad.
Well, yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, he was like, I just spent like 45 minutes of this guy's time picking and choosing jeans. Because Clay's a little picky.
Yeah.
And
good.
He tried on like every pair of jeans. Oh, it was awful. I felt bad for Clay, but then I was like... You gotta buy him, sorry. Poor
what?
Guy.
No, you do not!
You made
yeah,
him.
I did.
You made him,
you
buy,
made
the
him buy jeans.
Yeah.
Hey, you embarrassed me. Buy him.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like
pretty
a
much.
Car payment.
Yeah, and then the best part is Clay has a hard time spending a
it.
Lot of money oh, without spending
hurt.
Money on me because he feels really guilty.
Right.
So he's like, why don't you get some earrings?
That's
do
why.
Do you like that necklace? Oh, and look at the bracelet. Poor
that's
guy.
Why you had him buy the jeans.
No!
So that he would in turn feel bad and spend money
no,
on you.
No,
gosh.
No.
We're guys, learning, Clay. We're,
something
please,
has
we're
happened.
So sorry for you.
The
guy.
The snake defense stick.
Uh-huh. Stick of power.
I've Rion is holding it.
Oh.
Just in case, because one Shroff is in here.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Yeah. Clay likes to kid talk about the fact that he's gonna someday just sneak attack us with the snake.
With a rattlesnake.
And
yeah.
he is terrified of snakes.
That's
so.
A threat.
He
yeah.
will.
In many countries.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
It really is.
He
so
will.
He hates snakes.
Me too.
Hates them.
Thank you.
It's in the prenup.
So Project Zoe.
Deal breaker.
This Sunday, 2 to 5, you guys are going to have an
yes.
open house. And I'm excited because Kimberly, Teo's sister
yes.
actually just
not the one we called
yesterday. And she's sending out what? 30
pairs? She sent out a bunch. She makes jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she's not forging it in Mount Doom.
Right, no.
But
that'd
she
be
is,
cool.
She's making cool things. And so she's helping out Project Zoe by sending out some jewelry.
Yes.
And it's on the way.
So here's the thing. Maybe you got a Pinterest. Maybe you're a little crafty Etsy person.
It's
and
that,
you,
it's
you
that
can
kind of stuff.
Knit. You can create stuff. I don't know. You can make things.
Do you quilt?
You're a blacksmith.
Maybe you crochet.
Maybe, you know, leather worker. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you a mason? Not
why not?
Not the
all
affiliation.
Right. Lady Mason? Listen, Lady
like
Mason.
Like a brick mason.
We need your help.
Are you a brick mason?
Exactly.
I don't want like a 20 million level coming in here and magic happening. I don't know what to say now. I feel like I just caught up
the
mason.
We need your help. Project Zoe needs your help. And so if you are a jewel crafter, a blacksmith,
or if you have a pair of jeans
that you'd like
you would like to give, yeah.
Or just want to come check out what we do and how we do it.
Tell the people what Project Zoe is and what it is you guys are
Project
doing.
Project Zoe is a boutique that you would make an appointment. It's by appointment only, basically.
Right.
And
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. And
it's like the dentist.
That's right. No, better. No.
Right.
No. Oh,
yeah, never
man.
Mind. The dentist is bad.
No.
Well, I was just thinking appointment only, because you can't just walk in there and be fix my teeth.
It's like getting your hair cut.
Ah, there you go.
So,
at a nice salon.
Because
you can walk into like a Supercuts and like really $8 later, you're like, what did I do?
But anyways, you don't make an appointment.
Yeah, you don't make an that's why. That's what I'm saying.
So it's for young ladies between the ages of 13 to 21 that just need a hand up, basically, and need to be encouraged. And they come, pick out three articles of clothing, and hopefully are interested in a workshop or mentorship. And, we plug them in. Teach them how to take their GED if they'd like, or get a job, or college applications, or just to hang out.
Do you still need volunteers on that level? Like
we do. Mentors?
And
yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So maybe if you are a leather worker from Mountain Doom and you would like to teach women the craft of how to make your own clothes, boom.
Yes. That sounds incredible.
That could help, too. Jewel lived in the back of her car for like 2 years, and now she has a gajillion records sold.
Who is Jewel?
Jewel, you know. Yeah, Jewel. The girl that did
now
she
I get
lived
it.
In the back of her car.
The song you just
and
sang.
Wrote songs, and now she's a gajillionaire. So you never know.
She can yodel.
Can we do songwriting workshops?
Sure.
He's got some great ideas. Here's one of his ideas. Here's another one.
Yep. So we're obviously a ball of knowledge.
Ball of knowledge.
You should use our skills.
That's right.
Except we're not females.
That's
so
right.
So that's actually a real thing.
That's a big thing.
So you need female mentors. You need people that are actually going to do awesome things, not us with our stupid ideas.
That's right.
Yes, pretty much.
That's right. So your wives are...
Yes.
Yes.
Very talented.
His wife will be here this weekend.
Because they put up with you guys.
Yes, they do.
And they could do a workshop on
They're superheroes. That would be awesome.
That would be.
There you go. We'll have Chrissy and Don do a workshop on how to put up with a crazy husband.
Don can do everything. I'm not kidding.
I know.
When she was a kid, her dad taught her how to do crown molding. So Don can walk in a house and look and just be, she is assessing. She's assessing the construction. And
we then can use her.
Like, we were looking at houses in Nashville for a little while.
Not now, obviously.
But we would go in a house, and she seriously would just kind of look around and not say much. And I'd be going, what's the bathroom look like? You know, is there a kitchen?
Right.
And so then we would leave, and she'd be like, well, this is... when she pulled out this list of what was wrong.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be structural damage under the fireplace because it's sinking. How did you know that?
I don't know.
Just the bricks. That's not her voice, also. That's my Dawn impression. Because she's like a scientist.
Her voice is much greater than
that.
She's
going to kill me.
Yeah.
I love you. Don't forget.
AspenProject.org. And you can find information on Project Zoe, at your Facebook page.
Yes, that's the best place to go.
Facebook.com/ProjectZoe.
But you're going to be there.
Oh, cool. You can RSVP now.
Yes.
Ladies, I know you like RSVPing for stuff. It's important.
Hey, you know what should happen?
Huh?
Everybody, all you ladies out there, you should RSVP for Project Zoe. I really don't know how to say it.
Zoe!
I want to
Why is this so
every
weird?
Every time I want to try.
You
wanna,
just
I
trail
go,
off.
Project Zone. Project Zone.
Is it freaking
listen, you RSVP
accent.
For that. And then after it's over, you crawl on over here for the Harvest event and see my wife's band play.
That's right, because it's from 2 to 5, and then you just work your way over here for Harvest
you
America.
You have a packed Sunday coming up, people.
That's right,
but
you're welcome.
But it's open house, so you can come at 2 and then hang out with your family, and then... Or go pick up your neighbor and bring him to Harvest.
Because
you got to bring someone.
This is a great time to go see what's happening at Project Zoe.
Yes. Yeah, Absolutely. Check out all the details. We posted it at our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I feel like we got a lot accomplished today. I feel like this was just great.
We talked about your genes.
We didn't sing
apart.
Happy birthday to Rayon because Sunday is also Rayon's birthday.
This coming Sunday?
Yes. Grand opening day.
No. Yes. Sorry. Sorry. I don't know if you noticed, but it's Thursday, and I'm one of those weird people where it's like, I don't care if your birthday's tomorrow, then tomorrow I'll sing happy birthday.
Let's sing. You ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Rayon.
Wow.
I don't really know how it goes. We're just guesstimating that one for you.
That's my birthday song. Sing it all day long.
Project Zoe details at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We posted a link.
We did. It was fantastic. Now we're going to play some silent comedy.
No, wait. Okay, now let's
go. Question of the day coming up. It has to do with the Olympics and your skill sets. Question Maybe you're a leather worker.
Question of the hour.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Sports.
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 Did it to yourself.
I did.
Wow. Sports. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Sports.
Welcome to the show.
All the sports talk you need.
Sports.
Right here. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome to it.
Welcome.
Question of the day.
Question of the hour.
Question of the hour day.
So, okay, here's what happens. When we have a bunch of good questions, it's question of the hour.
Ah, yes.
When we have zero good questions, question of the day. And we try to milk it for all it's worth.
So today's question of the hour, and it's a doozy.
Yes.
A Japanese professor is trying to get hide and seek pushed in as an official Olympic sport.
Oh my gosh. This is a wonderful idea.
He's a professor for Josei International University. He says sports today are all about world-beating techniques and skills. But that's not sport for all. So he wants to add a sport where, quote, anyone can take part, regardless of age, gender, or ability. That's why the 64-year-old dude founded the Japanese Hide and Seek Promotion Committee.
Booyah.
The committee, which claims about 1,000 members, created rules for formal competition. He says, it may be difficult to get hide and seek into the Olympics, but I see Tokyo 2020 as our big chance.
It's our year, baby.
It's happening.
So what's the question of the hour? Should hide and seek be listed?
No! That's easy. Yes!
Well, yeah. Wait.
Question of the hour.
Yeah, come up with a better one. Go.
What Olympic sport would you add?
Oh, what sport?
Maybe some Red Rover?
Would you add
to the Olympics?
Oh my gosh, it is being typed right now.
I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, it is posted.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also give us a call. 505-338-3700. I would own at hide and seek.
Oh, look at that creepy kid in that picture.
I was the best at hide and seek.
Did you, do you remember the film version of Dennis the Menace?
I do, sort
of. When they're
of.
Playing hide-and-seek, and the poor little cross-eyed kid is playing, and then Mr. Wilson's like, Dennis is cheating! He's using the Bateman kid to run around and do all his dirty... And that's the cross-eyed kid. So the little cross-eyed kid's running around and seeing where everybody's hiding and then pointing at him. And then Dennis is running up saying, got you! Found Billy!
See? So and you couldn't do that.
So then Mr. Wilson, in his elderly cunning...
Yes.
He says, hey! Kid, your dad said it's time to go get ice cream. You got to go home. And that kid goes, ah, and then he runs home.
And then Dennis doesn't find him.
And then he's got to play it normal style, which is the way we would play it in the Olympics.
With rules and regulations.
No cheating.
No cheating. You have to count by Mississippi count.
Yes, Mississippi count is the
to
proper
20.
Count. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Think about it, though. Think of the course. It would have, like, awesome hiding places. You had like different levels of hiding. Some of the hiding places would be hidden so well that people wouldn't find the places.
Oh, man.
But then if you found it, you could hide in there. Nobody would find you. I would design a trap door with some kind of CGI, like fog mist, and you could get behind it and you could watch everybody.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't know you were there because it was made of wood.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Japanese professor trying to get hide and seek into the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. Not joking. He actually founded the Japan Hide and Seek Promotion Committee.
Yep. We have a couple of feedbacks.
The committee's got about 1,000 members, and they are seriously creating rules for formal competition. They are pushing for hide-and-seek to be a legitimized sport in the Olympics.
This is it, people. This is the future.
What about, like, paintball, capture the flag?
Well, here's our responses. Andrew says ultimate frisbee feels like an obvious choice. I think 20-foot Jenga would be the ultimate Olympic competition. Can you imagine a giant Jenga tower?
I've seen one.
If it fell on you, it would kill you. The Olympics. Raising the stakes.
Jenga to the death.
Death Jenga.
I actually saw a giant Jenga. The youth at our church was rocking that at the park by our house a few weeks ago.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Also,
giant Jenga.
Michael Harvey says sharks and minnows.
Oh my gosh.
That was a fun game. What about, like you said, Red Rover?
Marco Polo.
Oh, it's a water sport.
Static.
Hey guys, it's Joelle the Nanny.
Hey!
And I just thought, I think Duck Duck Goose would be part of the Olympics. Because I would own at that game.
I love
it. Wait, I've never met you before. What's your name?
Joelle the Nanny. I met Joelle at the State Fair.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I've never talked to you on the phone. I have met you.
Joelle the Nanny.
Yes.
I didn't know you were a nanny.
Duck Duck Goose.
That is all. Okay, that could turn bloody, though, really fast. People could get upset.
Now, would you have certain teams to where, like, you say goose and you start, the guy gets up and starts running, but then you have somebody else who could, like, boom, obstacles, like, trip you. It's almost like hurdles come up and you got to hurdle over things to get back into the spot.
Jeez.
Exactly.
We can make it pretty dope.
It'd be the best game in the world.
It would be. Yeah, I agree.
The thing is about all of these games is that if you really put, like, if you really tried to legitimize them, they could be incredible.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yes. I love that, Joelle the Nanny. You probably are quite creative because you're a nanny. So
yeah. I should hope so.
Yeah, we need you on the committee.
Yeah, truth. Start a committee.
All right. Okay, I will.
All right. Thanks for the call. What?
That would be awesome.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question of the hour. A Japanese professor trying to get hide-and-seek legitimized as an Olympic sport. This is going down, people.
He's trying to make it go down.
Hide-and-seek. One Mississippi.
Okay.
Two Mississippi.
Caleb. This is creepy Caleb, right? Is that creepy Caleb?
Yes.
Okay. He just reminded me, there's a show called Portlandia.
Yeah.
And there's an episode where they're playing hide and seek and it's serious. And he's like, this reminds me of Portlandia. Yes, it reminds me of that too.
David, extreme thumb wrestling. Right?
And then, the old John Rubin video where they're playing Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah.
And it's like serious, you know?
I'm telling you. We need to come up with some great sports. We'll get a committee going. We're going to make the Olympics fun again.
We're going to try
our best. No promises.
Yeah, so call us right now. If you could put any sport, example being hide and seek, sport like that, into the Olympics, what would you put in?
We need some rules. Heads up, 7-Up.
Oh my gosh! That was so much fun. Did you guys play that in school?
Of course.
Man,
we ran out of stuff to do and everybody's done with their homework.
Heads up, 7-Up.
The teacher is bored and doesn't want to have to actually do anything instructional.
Amen.
Heads up, 7-Up, everybody. Put your heads down on your desk.
Oh, it was so nerve-wracking.
Heads down, thumbs up.
I remember being in first grade just like, oh no.
Just waiting for somebody to touch that thumb.
Yeah.
Did they touch my thumb?
Then you were just sitting there, you had this moral dilemma because you're like, I could just look at their shoes. They would never know. They would never know if I looked at their shoes. And then you're like, but that's cheating. You're supposed to keep your eyes closed the whole time. And Billy never closes his eyes, and he's so stupid. We got a phone call?
Oh, we've got phone lines jammed.
Let's do this.
We should probably start answering some of these. Static!
How about dodgeball?
Dodgeball!
Dodgeball.
Oh, are you kidding me?
We've
Why
all
did
seen
we
the
think
film.
Of that?
That's the best.
There you
and
go.
You put the other stage, Japan on the other side, and the Americans just
boom.
Slam them.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Static!
Dude!
Yep.
Mellow. Dude, you got to be able to make characters for your thumb and do thumb wrestling.
I'm telling extreme thumb wrestling. Could you do partners? Do you remember tag team and you got to use your, like, index pointer finger?
No. You got to use the other hand. It jumps off your head and, like, smashes the other thumb.
Whoa! What if you had a second nose?
That's perfect. And then if you want to, you can even use your big toes.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Could we bring in, like, little mini folding chairs?
Oh, my God. Dude, it'd be awesome.
Turnbuckles.
All that. I'll do, like, Rey Mysterio because he's from San Diego.
Yeah.
You just put a little luchador mask on your thumb. Boom.
That's incredible. All right, love
Done.
You guys.
Love you too, bro. 505-338-3700. Wow.
Wow.
Question of the hour.
Where'd the other person go?
Hide-and-seek legitimized as an Olympic sport.
Well, they're trying to.
They're trying now.
They are trying.
For Tokyo 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
I would be the bomb at that.
I promise, if hide-and-seek became an Olympic sport, that would probably be the most watched Olympics.
Of course it would.
In years.
Yeah. People they already made a movie out of it. It's called The Hunger Games.
Oh. But think about it, though. People would be watching it going, oh, no, don't hide. Are you kidding me?
In the tree?
I'd find that guy like a minute and a half.
Static.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It is going well.
Hey, I would say extreme kick the can.
Oh,
like, hang it from the highest tree you can, and so they have to jump really high to kick it.
Kick the can. Oh, snap. Yeah.
Or
genius.
Or kick ball.
Oh, yeah, kickball, dude.
Kickball?
Yeah.
Wait, is that already in the Olympics?
No, kickball is not already in the Olympics.
I mean, they're playing water polo, people jumping on horses and trying to maneuver in a swimming pool.
You do not have a horse in water
That's
polo.
That's what polo is.
Gosh.
They ride on horses. Look it up.
Static.
How about red light, green light?
Red light, green light.
Red light, green light. That game was also nerve-wracking for me.
Well, it was the worst because you would have. Here's what you'd have to do. You'd have to get a robot that did the red light, green light, because if it was somebody's friend,
then
I'd always be like, red light, green light, green light, red light, red light, green
like,
light,
you're like,
red light.
Oh, oh. Man. Tommy likes her.
Yeah.
Tommy likes Cindy.
So
he's letting her win.
Give the wink like, hey, I'm about to say green light.
No wonder you're
Cheaters.
The Green Ranger, Tommy.
Gosh. Thanks for the call.
Pencil Wars, somebody said.
Oh, man!
Okay, is Pencil Wars where you would try to break
them? Absolutely.
We called that Pencil Break.
Pencil Break!
Pencil Break. And we got in so much trouble for that.
Of course you did, because
I hardly ever played.
You would try and write with your number two pencil that snapped in half, or, like, I would try and do the crazy flips, and, ooh, check this out, Pencil Wars.
Bam!
And inevitably, I would snap my own pencil.
Yep.
Inevitable. It just never failed.
And then it really sucked when, because, you know, they used to be made out of, like, wood.
Right.
And then they started becoming composite.
Oh, yeah, the little
wood,
composite.
And
like,
you could bend them.
Thanks, IKEA. That's what my furniture's made out of.
Oh, bleh.
505-338-3700. The phone number. Talking about Olympic sports. Yes, hide and seek. Trying to make its way to the 2020 Olympics. What sport should be added? Go.
Evo. Hey. What's up,
guys? Hey.
What's up?
Hey, I'm glad you filled me in because I caught it about halfway through all the games. But I don't know if somebody said it yet, but I think it would be really awesome if they added heads up, 7-up.
Yeah,
boom.
Somebody did
boom.
Call, but we can elaborate on that because that game would be incredible.
Game would be amazing. Heads up, 7-up. I love it. Let's see what else was awesome when you were a kid. Tetherball, anyone?
Don says four corners at the skating rink. An Olympic.
Four corners? What is that?
You never played that?
I've played four square.
No, four corners at the skating rink. It's where people, you would divide up into four corners, and then they would call your corner, and you would have to try to skate across or something in time, and if you didn't make it, you were out.
505-338-3700, the phone number, Olympic sports. Four corners?
Yeah.
I guess I just wasn't a skater kid.
You didn't go to the skating rink?
I did go to the skating
rink. Everybody went to the skating rink.
I would always get upset because they'd be like, oh, yeah, limbo time. And I'm like, I'm not playing this stupid game because I always sucked at limbo. Limbo, like at a skating rink, oh, it was terrible.
Okay.
I could barely skate.
Ice skating limbo. There is a high probability of death.
No, there is
for ice skating limbo. It depends. Because you, okay, here's one of the rules. You have to be going at least 15 miles an hour. Think about it. It would be awesome. You could come down a hill. Limbo! Oh, he's dead! He's dead! No!
Static! Hey, I say capture the flag.
I'm telling you, capture the flag would be the bomb!
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, or KGB. Have you guys heard of that game?
No. What's KGB?
Oh my gosh, it's like hide and go seek, but you play it in the city, and it's like cops and robbers. And one team tries to make it from point A to point B.
Ooh.
And it's, like, legit. Like, you can get caught by, like, the real cops. You have to be careful.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Hey, yeah, yeah. We're not trying to organize crime here.
Just don't get caught.
You're right.
Wow.
Don't get caught.
Thanks for calling.
For the call.
So here's the game. We give you guys a stack of meth, and what you have to do
you have
is
to
get
make
from
it across
one end of Albuquerque without getting arrested and going to prison for 27 years.
But here's the kicker.
Olympics.
Somebody's got a gun. Good luck. We don't know who it is.
That person obviously watches too much Breaking Bad. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello.
Dude, I got another one. I'm sorry.
Boom. Let's hear it.
Dude, merry-go-round, but it's like mechanically operated, so it just spins, and whoever's the last one on is the winner.
Oh my God.
Dude, I used to hate that, because those were like metal death traps on the playground.
Well, dude, you could pad it up or whatever, helmet, pads,
you can pad it up, helmets, yes! Incredible. I used to hate that because inevitably the big kid would come over and like you're just trying to have fun and you're running on the merry-go-round and then you jump on because if you slipped under the merry-go-round,
under the merry-go-round
it's
merry-go-round,
like, dude, well, little
Jimmy's
oblivion.
Gone.
Yeah.
Never to be seen.
I lost
again.
At least 7 friends to the merry-go-round.
You never see him.
So you got to be careful,
okay,
one. And then the big kid would come inevitably and be like, and start spinning it faster and faster. And you're like, I'm the little skinny kid. I'm going to fall off.
You're just laying on there slowly getting stuck.
Oh, it's the worst. Roger.
Gravity.
Gosh.
Yeah, Roger Klotz.
90s throwback game. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Pogs.
Oh.
Olympic
I never
Pogs.
Played Pogs.
Dude, it became a gambling epidemic at my school. Like, we were all in fourth grade.
Right.
Fourth and fifth grade. And it was like, how much you got, man? Hey, listen. You come over there behind the swing set. No, not that swing set. The far end, the one by the trees. Yeah, the trees. You'd be over there right when recess starts. You get over here, and then we're going to play. We're going to play not only for your pogs, not only for your slammers, but for your soul. I got Mickey on my team. Mickey, Tommy, Joey. They're on my team. Who do you got? You got Roger? You got Billy? No, a girl can't play. No, you can't bring Barbara. Nobody wants Barbara. Anyway, just when recess starts, you come over. Swing set by the trees. We're going to pog it up. If the teacher comes over, the code word, zebra cake.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to know. Olympic sport. What are you adding to it? A Japanese professor is trying desperately to get hide and seek put in as a legitimate sport in the 2020 Olympics. What are you going to add to it? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. 505-338-3700. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back.
Yes.
We've got some amazing music to get to from Dustin Kensrue, The Walking Tree, and more of your comments. It's the Olympics, people. We're making it serious.
We are changing the world through radio.
We really are. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
You're welcome.
Casting of the Disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Sport.
Olympic.
Sport.
Only the
sport.
We're talking about
sport.
Hide and seek.
Sport.
That doesn't work.
Sport.
Olympic.
Sport. Sport.
That's right.
Hey, sports. Everybody.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
Are you missing out on all the sports because you're not crafty enough or clever enough or in shape enough?
Or athletic enough.
Let us help you.
Maybe you don't play sports because you're not an athlete.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're just like me. So now we're going to talk about it. I don't want to be an athlete.
Are doing something magical for you.
Yes.
And we're here to help you feel better about your self-esteem.
We are. A Japanese professor is trying to get hide-and-seek into the Olympics.
Boom!
For Tokyo 2020.
You too can be an Olympian at such things as I'm in the closet, I'm in the pantry, I'm under the bed.
You'll never find me. I'm in a parallel dimension.
That's right. Such skills as these, and you can be an Olympian.
So we posed a question on Facebook. What sport would you add to the Olympics? And it has proved to be
a magical topic.
Just a gold mine. So many people. Okay, I gotta give a shout out to my friends that are commenting from back east.
What back east?
My boy Richard. Richard says, full contact mini golf.
Yes!
That just sounds wonderful.
I would love that.
My boy Jordan Elias Griffin says, rap battles, obviously. Coonmatic, rap battle.
Oh
my gosh. Coonmatic versus Timmy Skip.
Would be pretty epic.
It would be incredible.
Oh, man.
People's minds would be
blown. I want to see that!
Also, my boy Jarrett, he says, paintball. Although I'm unsure of the ramifications of having an Olympic sport that so similarly resembles combat. Although it is possible, on the other hand, that everyone would love it so much that international disputes could be settled with non-lethal paintball competitions.
Oh.
World peace!
Yeah.
All because of paintball. Can you imagine if the world got to a place where it was like, hey, I don't like you anymore. You're taking our oil. And it's like, okay, all right. Let's meet out on the field.
I'll see how you want to play this.
Let's do this. Red team. Blue team. And then, like, the governments had, like, elite paintball squads.
That'd be pretty incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be incredible.
Eventually, it would meld into, like, video game combat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
No one gets hurt? Well, that's not true. One time, I was rocking paintball here in Albuquerque.
Yeah?
And I turned the corner of this, like, giant nacho-looking thing, because, you know, they have those weird, like,
nacho!
Here's a random triangle to hide behind.
Yes.
So I'm hiding behind this triangle, and I turn, whoo, and I, like, just, like, slow motion. I'm going out, and I point my gun, and this kid apparently was on the other side of the nacho, and I had no idea.
Nacho!
And he was, like, 12 years old,
oh,
this little
no.
kid, and he whoosh, around the corner at the same time, and the nozzle of his gun, seriously, right in between my fingers,
oh.
and he pulled the trigger.
Oh, bam!
Yeah.
Woo.
And split my finger open.
Oh, no.
Because it was like close contact.
Yeah, but...
And I was like, time out!
Time out!
Why would you do that?
This is supposed to not hurt.
This is supposed to be okay. It's painful. Why would you shoot me like that?
Why would you do that? You
dummy head!
You crazy person!
I'm bleeding real blood! This isn't a paintball because your balls are blue and this is red! This is obviously blood!
And then that 12-year-old standing there going, I don't know.
You're a jerk! I don't want to play anymore! I was 32.
He's like, "What? Hey, man, what are you like 30 years old, man?"
Yeah, so, you know, anyways.
All right, so we got some more stuff. Oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? No, I always scroll away. Heather says roller derby.
Oh, dude, you know what? That should seriously be
that
in there.
That should be.
A long time ago, my dear friend Joey Belleville and I, we used to do a segment for the CW called You Rock Albuquerque.
We
got to film an episode with the Duke City Derby girls.
Oh.
And they were doing for real competition, and we took the field.
No. Did you get...
I, to this day, feel like a jerk. I may or may not have given Joey a concussion.
What?
And let's hold on. Oh, scratched out the may not part.
Oh,
I totally gave my best friend a concussion.
Why would you do that?
I didn't know the rules, and
I'm not
we were skating around.
Derby
he
with
was.
You.
He was.
Wait a second. Is this why you were asking me to go play roller derby with you the other
he
day?
He was wearing a hoodie, much like the one you're wearing now.
Wait.
And I was trying to catch up to him, and I grabbed the back of his hoodie and basically horse collared him, and he went straight to the ground,
football
head first. Yeah.
Gosh.
Roller derby's a dangerous sport.
Yeah. Apparently.
You don't mess around.
Apparently, playing roller derby with you is
it's a bad idea.
Sport.
It is a bad idea.
You got to be careful, friend. We have so many people. We have Red Rover. We have Marco Polo. Where was the comment? Oh, yeah. Val and Paul Trask say, diaper changing a squirmy toddler.
Yes, dude.
That should be an Olympic sport.
Yes, docking points if their foot steps in the poop.
Oh.
Because inevitably you're trying to get the left leg and hold on, but the right leg just kicks perfectly into the poop.
It's up
so
their
obviously
back.
You need the proper folding technique of the diaper before and then the scoot. It's got to be at least
the
3 feet away. Yeah, you know, you wipe the bum, right?
Woo-woo. I don't want to know about
the
this.
The poop, and then you got to fold the diaper over itself and scoot it away so that the foot doesn't go. It happens.
Okay.
Because then you need an extra wipey, and you're already holding
up.
A foot into wipey.
I'm going
to throw up. Gold medal.
Brooke says leapfrog.
Oh, of course.
Because it requires squatting and jumping.
Right?
That's kind
yeah,
of
but
Olympic-y.
That's
Brazilian jiu-jitsu, says Jacob.
Okay.
We're swinging for non-athletic fans.
A little serious.
Ninjas need not apply. Long high jumping off a swing.
Oh,
thieves.
Man.
The long jump from a swing set.
Oh, dude.
That's awesome.
You
and then
are
tricks.
A genius.
Tricks like, oh, he just did a flip.
He just did a triple axle off that swing set. Oh, my gosh. Unprecedented. It's unprecedented. He's got an 8.7 from the judge. The judge from the Czech Republic did not like it. There's a debate going up. They're going to settle it in paintball. 3 p.m. today, there's going to be a war. Czech Republic and America, paintball. Static.
Tebow, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
Guys, I had an epitome of the greatest one ever.
Greatest one. I want to hear it.
How about some RC car racing?
RC car racing.
Do you?
Okay. Olympic RC.
You just
car
took me back into the past. Because I think one of the very first times I ever came to Albuquerque, they were having the robot wars.
Oh.
And there's a mall by Cliffs, right? No, that's Phoenix. It was in Phoenix. But they were having the robot wars.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like RC, and one of them had like the hammer.
Yes.
The KD8s, man.
Why can't that be a sport? See, look what you've given us ideas. It's beautiful.
Wow.
505-338-3700. Paul in Houston has a few.
Let's hear them.
Olympic earbud untangling?
That's not easy.
Spoons?
Spoons.
Carpet is lava?
Carpet is lava.
I was the king of that.
Carpet
oh,
is lava
gosh.
Was a difficult game.
My mom hated when we would play that because I don't know how many armchair and or couch corners have been broken jumping from the recliner to the couch because you can't touch the ground. It's obviously lava. Oh. You will burn to death.
Oh.
Gosh, Mom. I was just trying to stay alive. And snipe hunts?
Yes.
What is that?
You don't know what a snipe hunt is?
No.
You really don't.
I promise you, snipe
I'm
hunts.
Going to take you snipe hunting.
What is it?
It's incredible.
Well, you got to tell me what it is.
Well, I'll tell you off air.
Okay, okay.
No, it really is cool, though.
Really?
You really have never been snipe hunting.
I've never even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a back east thing. Paul said that?
Yeah, Paul in Houston.
I wonder.
I've never even heard of it.
Maybe they're, it's like this little, like, animal thing. I don't know if they're out here. Maybe that's why you
snipe
guys.
Snipe hunts?
Yeah. But it's like a nocturnal, like, bird thing.
What?
But it doesn't fly. It's like a, kind of like a quail or something. And
what?
I'm not kidding. And I don't know if they're out here. Maybe that's why you've never heard of it. We'll
wow.
find out. We'll find out.
505-338-3700. If you're just joining us, a Japanese professor is trying to get hide-and-seek legitimized as an Olympic sport. So the question of the hour, what sport would you add to the Olympics? Give us a call. Or Facebook us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello?
Request a song, actually?
Yes, you can. Only if you give us a legitimate Olympic sport that needs to be added.
Oh, dear God. If hide-and-go-seek is being pushed to be added, I think women making sandwiches should be added.
Women making sandwiches?
I mean, it's a sport if you don't know how to do it correctly.
Hey, what's funny about that is there's a story in our newspaper crap here that I almost read, but I didn't, and it's about this couple that's engaged, but the guy put a stipulation that he wouldn't give the girl a ring until she fixed him 300 sandwiches.
Shut up.
Because the first sandwich she ever... Where is it? Why are there so many papers?
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. Like, the first sandwich she ever made him, he loved it so much, he was like... Yeah, here it is. Woman's plan to get engaged includes making sandwiches. She's 124 sandwiches away But he, like, she made him a sandwich, and he loved it so much, he was like, as soon as we get to 300, you're getting an engagement ring.
This is, what?
Isn't that crazy?
Are you kidding me?
That's so sad.
So,
I mean,
so
I know a couple that the guy filled out an application to propose to her.
What?
He filled
and
out?
He, like, cut his own fingers to do his fingerprints in blood.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
That's called creepy?
Yeah, if you're the girl, that's going to be, ironically enough, a red flag.
Yeah, I saw that. The movie was called Seven, and it ended very badly.
It ended poorly.
Yeah, no.
My friends were like, if you ever want, like, the application, and when you're applying for boyfriends, like, you just give it to you. I'm like, no.
Nope.
I'm okay.
We're good. We're good. That's cool. Okay, cool.
All right, what song? What song?
Mumford and Sons, I Will Wait.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll make it happen.
You will not have to wait much longer. See what I did?
Yes.
You will wait about 3 more minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. Phone lines are jammed.
They're blowing up.
Static!
You've never heard of a snipe?
No!
I know. I'm going to take
him. Oh, my gosh. They are out here.
Okay, good.
What is a
snipe? I was talking to Punt. How have you never heard of this?
Oh, I don't know.
You absolutely have to
go looking
for them.
I was asking you a question. I don't know.
You really did grow up in West Texas.
I did.
That's funny. Okay. I'm going to take him.
It's a bird?
Yeah, it's like a nocturnal little bird thing. And it doesn't fly. They only come out at night. And it, like, they're, I don't know, it's just a, it's a game to find them and try to trap them. You take, like, a pillowcase out there. And
yeah, that's called hunting. I hated that
when
I was a kid.
There's, like, this weird call. It's not hunting. It's, like, it's a fun, we should take Jack
and Luke. Hold on. You just said it's not hunting. Let me tell you about my experience when I was 6 years old, and we went elk hunting with my dad.
Yeah.
And he took his hunting rifle, and we camped out, and it was freezing cold.
Right.
And then early in the morning, we went out, and we're looking, and we had to hide out. We had to be really quiet, and we had to find this animal called an elk.
Yeah.
And then he shot it and killed it, and I still have, like, the antlers in that bedroom. That's the elk that we shot and killed when I was, like, 6 years old.
Got it.
That's called hunting. So what you're telling me is we go out.
It's a strategy
and
thing.
And we hide.
Yes.
And we try and get this animal.
Well, we're not
that
really
only comes out during a certain time. I'm pretty sure that's called hunting.
Yeah.
It's actually more like reverse hide and seek. You're not gonna kill it. You're just hiding until you find it.
That's the difference. We're not killing these things.
Okay, there you go. You've put it in proper perspective. Reverse hide and seek.
It's fun. The best time to do it is late November, early December.
Awesome. Boom!
Awesome.
Looks like we're doing some snipe hunting
this
year.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on the calendar.
We have to make that a static event. The static snipe hunt.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So,
okay, well, let me ask you this. Because
the higher-ups
might
are freaking out on me right
it
now.
It might be different between east and west. So what's the common, like, snipe call out here?
What?
Oh gosh, there's a lot. Usually, like,
makes this noise, and you can draw it too. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
I do not believe anything you're saying currently.
No, it's great.
Are you being serious
yes.
right now?
It's awesome.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Teach.
Sure.
All right.
Yep.
Static.
Hey guys, it's James from Lovington.
Hey James from Lovington.
James. Hey, Mateo. I just wanted to say let you know how much I appreciate that you're on Static because.
Thanks, man.
You bring a little bit of flavor of the South that I think the ABQ just didn't have before.
Oh,
and,
truth.
And so, Steve, I just want to let you know that I'm pretty sure snipe hunting is like a Southern thing.
Right.
And it's definitely one of the coolest experiences of my childhood.
Thank you.
For me personally.
He's sitting over here. He's looking at me like,
it's no, I don't believe
hashtag
you.
SMH.
Shake my head.
No.
I don't
really.
You.
He honestly doesn't believe
that's
me.
Because when street lights came on, you went in the house. Don't you know street light rules? Did you not have street lights in the South?
No.
You just, nocturnal.
You just
there
asked
no
a very
games.
Obvious question.
Thanks for calling, James.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
505-338-3700. We got a request for some Mumford.
We also had a request earlier from Hoyt. Our Love Saves Us by Blindside. So we're just going to get both of those.
Boom!
In one fell swoop.
There you go. Right now, Culture Shock for you. You don't know what Culture Shock is? Check it out. MyStaticRadio.com/Culture Shock. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Oh, yeah. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah!
Welcome to the show.
It's such an exciting Thursday! We're talking about adding hide-and-seek to the Olympics.
Is it the theme song that's just making you amped?
I'm so excited. It went... And I was like, yeah! We got a few more comments on Facebook.
If you're just joining us, a Japanese professor is trying to get hide-and-seek legitimized as a sport for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics,
people.
Trying to help all of us out who have no real athletic ability.
Yeah, he says he just wants people. He feels like the Olympics should have one sport that anybody, age, ability, whatever, could play. And if you think about it, the Olympics, since their inception, they are athletic. That is the point of them.
Yeah.
But it might be cool, and it'd probably be good for viewership, if there was one sport that anyone could play.
There's some pretty out there weird sports that I think are fun. Like, I was always watching the one where it was like cross-country skiing, and then you got to like slide up to this area where there's a gun waiting for you.
What?
And then you shoot this rifle target, and then you got to get back on. It was like this weird, crazy, like... triathlon. I don't remember what it's called.
And then you woke up and realized you were just watching G.I. Joe.
That's right. Yeah. Dang it.
That's
okay.
What it was.
It's not real. That's real.
Daniel on Facebook says sleeping should be the sport because his wife would bring home the gold.
Oh.
Daniel, you're going to be sleeping on the couch, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, also, I want to address one thing. Jacob says the game British Bulldog.
Okay.
Although paintball would be fun, but they make paintballs filled with pepper spray instead of paint, and they hurt like crazy. Number one, Jacob, why did you write this on our wall?
Number two,
Jacob, why have you played this game? What were you thinking?
Just creepy.
What happened? What inside of you said, yes, I will play this paintball game where the little paintballs are filled with pepper spray.
Yep.
I will play this, and I will... Yeah, this is a good idea. I feel like this is a good idea. Maybe I should start sending my money to all those people at night on the TV. They're asking for my money. That sounds like a good idea. What's next? Jacob, thank you for commenting on Facebook, but maybe you should not play the pepper spray paintball.
Gosh.
Oh, man, this has been a wonderful topic.
It has. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Good grief.
Static.
Hi, did anybody say Foursquare yet?
Boom. Foursquare.
Four.
Gold.
Square.
Dude, there's like new rules to Foursquare that make me crazy. I don't like it.
Foursquare is extreme in itself.
Yeah.
You know, so on an Olympic level, it would be nuts.
Well, I had a buddy post a photo on his Instagram because he was taking his daughter to kindergarten.
Yeah.
And there was like rules on the playground that was like no high bounces, no. And it was like all these things that they took out of it to make the game fair.
Oh, gross.
Oh.
And I was mad.
See?
Because there's all these crazy, like the spinning ones. You couldn't do. There was all these different names, and it was like, nope, they took it all out, and it just became basically bounce the ball to a random square.
That's just a get to know you game.
Yeah,
it's like,
terrible.
Hey, my name is Matt. I'm really into dinosaurs.
Thanks for the call.
I'm a fourth year senior at Mississippi State. Hey, you know what we need to do?
Yeah.
As fun as this has been.
Yeah.
And as wonderful as it will continue to be all day, because we're going to leave this post on Facebook. And
yeah.
I believe Celeste will probably
oh,
be
absolutely.
Talking about this. We need to move on to Trivia Thursday.
It's Trivia Thursday.
It's Trivia Thursday, everyone.
Oh, your opportunity to... What do we've got today? Oh, look at this. A water bottle that's about a quarter full.
Quarter full water bottle.
No clue whose it is.
Could have lots of germs. Could give you... cancer.
It really could, because it's been baking in the sun for days.
Yes.
And Sheryl Crow claims that's how she got it. Not even being funny.
Really?
Bottled water left in her car. If you look at the plastic, it's got the little recycle letter on it. And
yeah.
If it's a number 7, they said it emits toxic fumes once it gets to a certain temperature. And she believes that's how she got cancer. I'm not even being funny.
I'll tell you what, humanity. We've done really well for ourselves.
Yep.
Super smart, super progressive. We're drinking cancer.
What else do we have up for
grabs? I don't
grabs?
Know. We have... You know what? The rad stamp? The rad stamp is almost empty.
That's, we can't give that away.
I would be willing
Mitch's.
To give this... Mitch is at home, and she's probably not listening.
Here's what we got.
We could totally get away with this. No, we have a trivia topic.
I know. No, here's what we got.
Oh.
Up for grabs, an autographed Mad Lib Monday that has been used.
Oh, an autographed Mad Lib Monday. If you're a listener... On Monday or Friday, when Mitch makes me do the Mad Libs.
Yeah.
You now have the possibility.
It is signed by Colleen, who is our front desk receptionist.
There you go. She's going to sign
it. She's going to be so mad.
She is. She's probably out there listening like, nope.
What?
She probably just said, they just said my name. I'm not signing that.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. And here's the trivia question.
Here's the question, everybody.
What's a snipe hunt?
No, gosh. Do not Google this question. Okay?
Okay.
Don't Google it.
Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
Up for grabs a used Mad Lib.
All right, bring the music down a little bit. This is serious.
Okay.
I just said a little
serious?
Bit.
Serious? Well, I need serious music if it's serious. Go ahead.
Oh, perfect. 15% of adults over the age of 18 in the United States do not use this common, ordinary thing.
Deodorant.
They say it is irrelevant.
Toothpaste.
Yes. This equals out to about 11 million people.
Is it toothpaste?
It's not toothpaste.
Oh. Can I keep guessing?
They say a third of the non-users say they're not interested.
Okay.
It's a waste of time. They don't have the time or need, or they just don't want to.
It's not deodorant.
It's not deodorant.
It's not toothpaste.
Although if you go to Disney World, you will think it's deodorant. But that's
static.
That's another day.
Hey, I've never heard Trivia Thursday before, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Here you go.
I'm going to read you a trivia question. Thank you for calling, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you this. If you can guess the right answer, we're going to give you a useless item.
Yes.
That we just have laying around.
A trivial item.
Trivial.
I want that Mad Lib Monday signed so bad.
Who do you want to sign it?
You know what? I think the front desk lady you mentioned, I think her signature is probably worth the most. There,
yeah, so. Truth.
There
truth.
You go. Okay.
Nothing gets
trivial
faster.
Trivial Trivia Thursday.
Yes.
Here's your question. 15% of adults in the United States over the age of 18 do not use this common thing.
I feel pretty confident that it's the old people not using the internet.
You're right.
No way!
That's exactly what it is.
Really?
Check this out. 15% of adults in the United States don't use the internet or email. That's 11 million people over the age of 18. More interesting is that the millions, the reason they don't use it is they just don't want to.
Wow.
They say the internet is irrelevant. They're not interested. It's
Amish
a waste
Mafia.
Of time. They just don't want it. So the thing that you use, that we use constantly in our everyday life, simply doesn't have relevance for about 3.3 million people.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty crazy. What's your name?
Actually, this is James from Lovington.
James! Dude, that's pretty awesome. Hang on the line for us, man, all right?
All right.
I'm going to find another trivia
question. It's just
that
easy.
It's just that easy. All you got to do is call people.
It's Trivia Thursday.
I would have never guessed the internet. I totally would have been like, a microwave?
Well, I was thinking like hygiene products for some reason.
Deodorant was a great guess because honestly, and at the Five Iron Frenzy show the other night, I was like, most of these people are not using deodorant. Straight up.
We got another trivia question coming up in 3.5 minutes. It's Trivia Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Right now, some need to breathe. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
I'm a motorcycle. I'm a motorcycle.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to...
That's us.
Our final moments.
Final moments for today.
Yeah.
If you want more nonsense, you can just tune in tomorrow, 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Truth.
You jerks.
Truth. Oh, it's been a fantastic Thursday.
It has been.
Thanks to everybody who's been chiming in on Facebook and making the show a lot of fun. We couldn't do it without you, obviously.
Yeah. So we're in the middle of Trivial Trivia Thursday.
That's right. And dude, James in Lovington taking home a used Mad Lib. Boom!
he's taking it. It's on his on the way to him.
And it really is.
Yeah, that was the first time he's ever called in for Trivia Thursday, and bam, he got it.
He got it right away.
The question was 15%, I believe, of Americans over the age of 18 find this common, ordinary thing completely useless and don't use it. And it was the internet. Wow.
I know. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm dumbfounded.
That just
shows... My mother uses the internet.
So do my, both and, of my parents, my granddad.
It's
my...
really sweet, you know, seeing her try to work it, but at least she works it. Mommy, you still work it.
You working it.
Wait. So, Trivia Thursday.
Our words are dumb. What? Who said...
Up for grabs, you want to give away that Thor ring?
Oh, my gosh.
This is like...
Webcam people. Check it out.
Mitch had surgery, and she is...
Not here.
Not here, so we can give away her ring that she left in studio.
We also have a couple of master locks with no keys.
I love Trivial Trivia Thursday. We've got a great one for you today. Give us a call, will
you? Give us a call.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, this is a little off topic for what you guys were just talking about.
Okay.
But it's definitely something you guys are going to want to use.
Okay.
At least I think you should. I'm at. Hey. So, what you guys should do, because all this talk about, like, hunting for snipes, and for whatever reason I got snipes, I kept thinking scavenger, scavenger, snipe, snipe, scavenger. You guys should have a static radio scavenger hunt.
Oh, snap.
What would we... What mind? Would we scavenge?
Blown?
I don't know how or what you would be having people scavenging for, but you should do it, and it would be amazing, and it would be the greatest thing to happen since sliced bread.
You know what?
We could give away sliced bread.
Yeah, but, I mean, is sliced bread really the greatest thing?
What if it's moldy?
Actually, you know what? Sliced bread is the greatest thing. You know when you go to those restaurants like Outback or wherever, and they like, hey, for starters, here's a loaf of bread. Cut it yourself.
I'm happy about that.
Dude, that's messed up.
I'm like, hey, check out my, watch me do this. Cut this thing like
a
man.
I suck at it because it's always like nice and warm and squishy, so inevitably you're trying to cut it with the knife, and you end up like crushing it like your Iron Man.
The whole thing
and
is
then
like...
all the bread's crushed and off. You know what? Sliced bread is pretty great. Thanks, sliced bread.
I'm just saying. It's a great idea. Hey, you know what? You can have it, and you're welcome.
Thank
you. This is a game changer.
Take it.
Game changer!
Thanks for the
call. You guys have a good morning.
See ya. Hey, a scavenger hunt is a great idea. Great idea. All right, look.
I'm serious about that bread thing. It makes me crazy. It comes out warm, and it's soft and squishy, and you try and cut it, and inevitably, it's just mush.
Hey.
Gosh.
Hey, you're upset about bread, man.
I know.
All right, check it out. We're giving away a Thor ring.
505-338-3700.
Trivial Trivia
Today
Thursday.
Today could be my favorite party I've ever been to in my life.
It's been a party.
It's been a party for the ages.
No big deal.
A Team Awesome morning party.
That's what we do here.
505-338-3700 if you'd like to play our trivia game. Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
I kind of don't want to ask it until we have somebody on the phone because... You know somebody's just going to Google it.
Yeah. Hey, call in right now. First person to call. We're answering the phone.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. This is a little surprising to me. We're men's.
Yes.
And I've got a list here of fears. Fears that, you know, the common everyday man has.
Yeah.
The number one fear, a little surprising. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey,
hello.
Martha.
Hey, Martha. This is perfect because we have a question about men.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Yeah. Found a survey, and according to the survey, what is a man's number one fear?
Not being taken seriously?
Not being taken seriously. Looking, not even on the top 10. Oh.
Although you did speak into my soul just then.
Yeah. Because we always fear we're not being taken seriously enough because we're very serious individuals.
I'm being serious.
Okay, can I have one more try? I got another one, a better one.
Yeah.
Not being respected.
Not being respected is wrong. No, that's wrong.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Martha. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Trivia Thursday. Trivia Thursday. If you would like to chime in. Static.
Is it a public speaking?
Public speaking is not it. But that's a good guess. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Sweet. Static!
No, you're not.
Yeah, we all. What happened to be losing the hair?
Losing your hair. A man's number one fear on the list of biggest fears in a man's world.
In a man's world.
In a man's world! 94% or number one on the list. 94% of men worry about going bald.
Oh.
Cool.
You did it.
Are you bald?
No, actually, my family has the opposite problem. All the older gentlemen have plenty of hair on the top of their head, but then they grow hair in unexpected places, like bushes out their ears.
Oh, well, good. Sweet.
Fun stuff.
Well, congratulations.
By any chance, y'all have a pair of clippers to go with that?
We don't.
Tweezers?
We have a Thor ring.
We have a Thor ring.
That'll work.
I don't know if it'll fit your hairy fingers, though.
Oh, man. He's mean.
It's okay.
I'm not mean. He's the one that said it.
I know. You're not mean.
And it's Mitch's ring that
this
we're giving
Mitch's
away.
Ring. It's fine.
It's very tiny. It doesn't even fit on our pinky finger.
It's worth a lot to her, so we're going to give it away.
Yeah, we are. I think she got it from a cupcake. Let's be honest.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah, something like that. Hang on the line, man.
Cool.
All right.
So some of the other fears.
Yeah.
89% scared of being impotent.
Okay.
75% worried about going gray, which I don't get that.
I want.
Yes.
I know. I can't wait.
Dude, Tim. House of Heroes, Tim. He's starting to get that George Clooney gray.
I love that.
And he was like, man, my hair's going gray. And I was like, Tim.
I know.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I love that. I've got like four. I'm like, oh, I got like four random like white hairs.
Pee, pee, pee. 64% scared of getting fat. That's
okay.
Why I exercise.
Uh-huh.
61% fear of losing their teeth. I lost that battle long ago. My teeth suck. So I just have a fear of how much it's going to cost to get them to replace, because it's inevitable.
Yep.
45% dread needing jam jar glasses. I guess that's like thick. It really says jam jar glasses. I was like, Jar Jar? Jar Jar Binks had glasses? No, he didn't. Jam jar. Jam! 31% are scared of going deaf.
Okay.
I guess if you have a nagging wife, you're probably not afraid of that at all.
That's why only 31%.
Yeah, just 30, because everybody else, like me and you, we got awesome wives.
Okay, I'm like, shut up!
24% are frightened of getting bad breath.
What?
Just brush your teeth, man.
Or if you lose your teeth, just soak them in the little thing like my grandpa did right next to the sink, and it always freaked me out.
Just Listerine it up.
I'm just saying, grandpa.
Chew some gum.
Well, the weird thing was, like, that he always kept his teeth, like, right next to the sink in the guest room. So you, like, go into the bathroom, you're like, no! Grandpa!
Teeth!
Your teeth, man!
Put your teeth back in your mouth.
Or at least put them in, like, the medicine cabinet or something. You don't leave them out on the counter for everybody to see them. It's freaky.
It's freaky.
It was weird. Do you know what that does to a 7-year-old? Gosh!
Does it make you have a fear of losing your
teeth? Actually, you know what? I want to say, rest in peace, Grandpa. I love you. And thanks for doing that, because I brush my teeth like 8 times a day after that.
Do you floss?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes, I do, too.
Regularly.
Flossing is super important.
Ask me how many cavities I've had in my entire life.
How many?
Two!
Guess how many I've
ever
had.
Huh.
Triple digits.
Oh, man.
I don't even know how many cavities I've had.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But if you guys would like to help me out with that, I've opened up a PayPal account.
Man, our show's over.
It's time.
Sorry.
We had a good journey today. We talked about a man who had a second nose.
Yep.
And we were told that it was lame, but then we figured out it's not lame.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. We talked about sports.
Yep. The best sports in the world, like Heads Up 7-Up.
Hide and Seek.
What is that?
Red
Hunting?
Rover?
What was that? Hunt?
Snipe hunting.
Snipe hunting.
Gosh. We're going to get into that more and more.
Never even heard of it.
Okay, TJ said late November, early December, right?
And this is real, y'all.
Yes.
This isn't one of those, like, dummy doesn't know that that's not real.
No, it's not a dummy doesn't know.
All right. I'll go. The static snipe hunt.
There you go.
Boom.
Oh, we could combine that with the scavenger hunt idea that our incredibly awesome
listener. One of the things you need on the scavenger hunt,
a snipe.
Is it a bird? Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like a nocturnal.
It just sounds weird. All right.
You'll get it.
Cool. Well, if you missed any part of the show this morning, one, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yep.
Two, good news. MyStaticRadio.com/morning. You can get our podcast. You know, if you just have iTunes, all you have to do is search Team Awesome Morning Party.
Just
you can subscribe
that.
And you'll get our show every day for free. Boom. Immediately
Team
downloaded to your computer.
Awesome Morning Party.
You're welcome.
Podcast. You can subscribe to it. It's free. It is free.
Tomorrow's Friday, gearing up for the big weekend. Christian Asoy, Fireflight, and Greg Laurie joining us Sunday. All the details, mystaticradio.com.
Don't forget, Project Zoe's having their open house Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5. Pop by there if you're in the Albuquerque area. Take them some jeans, because that's what they need, and then head over here to the Harvest so you can see my wife
boom,
and her band play.
All you need to know, Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll see you guys again manana.
Woo!
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Out! We'll